time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess both the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Jerry Churchill is on the phone from just outside Houston in Seabrook, Texas. Jerry, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you, Jerry. What's your musical background?
I have no formal musical training. I'm a music lover.
Uh-huh.
And I got onto the program because a friend of mine had been traveling in my car with me for some time, and I have been listening to this program, and he would hear me guess the composers and sometimes the tunes, and he would say, "You need to give that a try." And I wasn't smart enough to ignore him, so here I am.
So here you are on the Piano Puzzler. That's great, but you're a regular listener to, I'm guessing, KUHA in Houston?
KUHA in Houston, yes.
The great full-time classical station in Houston. So you've learned a lot about music, I imagine, just by listening to that radio station.
Yes.
All right, well, let's see how this goes. Bruce is going to play a piano puzzler. And as you know, Jerry, from those rides in the car, your job will be to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking and the name of the hidden tune. If you get stuck, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve here, so we can brainstorm on this together if you like.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. Jerry Churchill, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. So, Jerry, what do you think?
Composer sounds like Beethoven.
You know, I knew you were going to say that. And I have to say that's an excellent, excellent guess. I wasn't thinking of Beethoven, but of course, if you know this piece of Beethoven, you know, there is a better choice, because if it were Beethoven, it would break up the textures and there would be more dialogue and it would be a little more of a kind of sonata narrative. This is more of an unfolding song.
Was this Franz Schubert?
That's extremely close. You know, you're doing great. I would say that now you are, if 10 is the answer, you started with 6 and now you're at 9.7.
Well, Jerry, I got to back you up a little bit here because my first guess was Beethoven. My second guess was Schubert.
Yeah, you guys are
just like you.
I think that I can completely understand that. And bearing in mind that I'm really thinking of one very famous song by this other person, mm-hmm. It's this pumping of this thing. And I have to say that the ending is a quote of a famous song by this guy. You know, this composer will often have one texture like this moving straight through.
Robert Schumann?
Yes.
Robert Schumann.
Okay, I have to say, that, you know, for someone who has no formal training in music, to go to Beethoven, which is completely understandable, to improve to Schubert, which is also excellent, and then to arrive at Schumann is fabulous. I'm incredibly impressed, actually.
After Brahms and Beethoven, Schumann's my favorite composer.
Do you know Ich grohle nicht from the Dichterliebe?
I've probably heard it, but mm-hmm. It's not sticking out in my mind.
Well, that song, if you look up Ich grohle nicht, that song, which is from Dichtelieb, actually, you know, it's the same thing. But there are other Schumann songs where he does, you know, where he just keeps that going and the melody just soars above it. And so it's closer to Schumann than to anyone else. But those three composers are the three best possible choices.
So in the style of Robert Schumann, we still haven't named the tune in there.
Good point, Fred.
We've gotten the easy part.
Well, actually, this tune is slowed down quite a bit, and the harmonies, since they are 19th century Germanic harmonies, really don't go with this tune.
Uh-huh. Can we hear this from the beginning one more time?
Sure. Now, this is not a tune that everyone's going to know. I have to admit that.
I'm afraid that I'm stumped.
Would this be a tune that in its original version would have had a Latin beat behind it?
Yes, Fred. Fred, you know it. You must know it.
And more specifically, a Cuban beat.
Yes, it would.
Was it a TV theme?
Fred, when Fred only asks such good questions, he obviously knows it. Yes, it was the theme song for a television show that had a Cuban beat. Back in the black and white days of TV.
I Love Lucy?
Yes! Anyway, so that is it. It's actually by a guy named Elliot Daniel.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I looked that up because I like to give people credit.
So, I Love Lucy in the style of Robert Schumann and specifically quoting from Ich Grohle Nicht,
yes,
from the Dichterliebe, a collection of songs by Robert Schumann.
Well,
Jerry, you homed in on the composer and you named the tune as well.
Thank you. I usually have more trouble with the popular tunes.
Yeah, sure. Well, the tunes, either you know them or you don't. There's no way to figure out a tune you don't know.
Yeah.
But
yes,
with this, you can get a feel for someone's style.
Right.
Jerry, for playing our piano puzzler and doing it so impressively, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the music, the score to that classic piano puzzler, signed by composer Bruce Adolph himself.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And Jerry, what's your public radio station?
KUHA in Houston.
Jerry Churchill from Houston, Texas, actually calling from Seabrook, just outside Houston. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Well, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, friend.